Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. As coronavirus cases in the U.S. pass 5 million, according to data from Johns Hopkins University, President Trump's executive action extending weekly pandemic jobless benefits is being scrutinized. He announced it yesterday after his administration and Congress failed to make a deal. NPR's Tamara Keith reports Trump's move is substantially different from legislative action.
The president doesn't have the power to just extend this $600 a week enhanced benefit that expired at the end of last month. Also, he thinks $600 is too much. So with this memorandum, he's trying to shoehorn the payments in as disaster relief. He is directing FEMA to use funds set aside for hurricanes and other disaster relief. That would cover about $300 a week.
NPR's Tamara Keith reporting. States also have to request that assistance, contribute to it, and administer the program, as many of them struggle from sagging revenues during the pandemic. Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar is in Taiwan today for an official visit. It's the highest-level visit with an American cabinet official since 1979. NPR's Emily Fang reports this comes amid rising tensions between the U.S. and China.
Azar is expected to meet with Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen, as well as a number of Taiwanese COVID first responders. Azar said the visit is to show support for Taiwan's successful containment of its coronavirus epidemic. Taiwan has had fewer than 500 confirmed cases of COVID-19 despite its close proximity to China, where the virus originated. The U.S. has also stepped up political support for Taiwan in recent months, including a bid for the island to join the World Health Organization, a move Beijing opposes. China has threatened unspecified countermeasures for the visit. Beijing sees Taiwan as a Chinese province, not an independent country, and has vowed to retake the island by force if needed. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
Now that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo gave the green light for schools statewide to reopen for in-person classes, it's now up to school districts to get the parents and the teachers on board. Desiree DiOrio from member station WSHU has more.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says every region of the state has a low enough virus transmission rate for schools to reopen. Now, he says it's on school districts to make parents and teachers feel safe enough to return.
Even in this new COVID crisis, creativity, you still need teachers and you still need students to operate a school.
Cuomo says New York City schools have submitted a second supplemental reopening plan to the state health department for approval. He's ordered every school district to inform parents and teachers about how virus testing and contact tracing will work and how schools will make remote learning accessible to every student if needed.
This is NPR News. In Nagasaki, Japan, today, the city marked the 75th anniversary of the day when the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb. More than 70,000 people were killed in this attack just days before the end of World War II. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports the ceremony was part remembrance and part cautionary.
After observing a minute of silence to honor the bombing's victims, Nagasaki Mayor Tomohiso Tawe addressed a crowd reduced and spread out due to the coronavirus. He said that as nuclear powers build up their arsenals and scrap arms control deals, the threat of atomic bombs being used again is on the rise. He urged Japan's government to join a treaty banning nuclear weapons. But at a press conference, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe rejected the treaty as unrealistic. Also speaking at the ceremony was bombing survivor Shigemi Fukabori, now 89. "I'm determined to keep telling my story," he said, "so that Nagasaki will be the last place on Earth to suffer an atomic attack." Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
A strong 5.1 earthquake struck near Sparta, North Carolina. That's on the border with Virginia early this morning. It followed a much smaller quake several hours earlier. The U.S. Geological Survey says it's thought to be the biggest quake to hit the area in more than 100 years. Shaking was felt as far away as Atlanta, parts of Tennessee, Virginia, and Ohio. There were no immediate reports of injuries, but there is some minor damage to buildings in Sparta, along with some power outages. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.